Sunday is Veterans Day, and there are observances throughout the Arkansas River Valley and northwest Arkansas. A parade dedicated to veterans will take place in Springdale Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Special events begin at the community clinic in Springdale an hour earlier. This morning, I was able to make a cell phone connection with Steve Gray, the president of the Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association. He also serves as the military liaison for Senator John Bozeman as he was traveling along Highway 7 between Harrison and Jasper. He pulled off the road for a few minutes to tell me about Sunday's parade, which is open not just to veterans, but any group with a banner thanking veterans for their service.
Years past, it was the parade of the year. I mean, really, we didn't have Christmas parades and we didn't have other parades for various entities or efforts. And it really was our big parade of the year. And over the time, it's just sort of lost its significance. So actually, back in 1999, the Lions Club, who puts up a lot of the flags in the on the businesses on every national holiday, decided to orchestrate a parade. We had a parade in the area for years, and I was a part of that Lions Club back then. And then the next year, they decided to sort of not get involved. So that's when we created this Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association and been putting on parades since. What's interesting is we could get a lot of folks in the parade, but not a lot of folks to sit on the sidelines to say thank you. So we took a hiatus a couple of years back, and we're shamed into getting back at this because of a young lady by the name of Crystal Osborne. Her two children are named Justice and Liberty, by the way. And she put on a parade 2 years ago in Fayetteville with about maybe 15 or so entrants, 20 entrants. And we said, all right, we need to do this, and we don't care who's on the sidelines or not. So
I love the simple approach to if you want to be in, come.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is about recognizing our win. In fact, we're going to have 7 World War II veterans as our grand marshals, 5 male and 2 female. And we always get great support out of our car clubs in the area, the British Club, Thunderbirds, Corvette clubs. And we'll pile those folks in, and they'll be the first ones out to be recognized. We're going to have a little blurb on every single entity in the parade. We're going to have a little narrative so we can brag about them. We're going to have a couple of junior high school bands. Highlander Bagpipers always add a lot. And then we're going to have some of our assisted living folks from Butterfield and Arkansas, anybody else who can muster up some of our older veterans and put them in a bus and bring them out. It should be just a great day. We're praying for good weather. I understand there are going to be some clouds in the area, but unfortunately, last time we did it at Springdale, it did rain before the parade, so I hope that's not the jinx this year. But
we've talked about the parade, but I do want to ask you about, you're on the road, you're between Jasper and Harrison, and some of the reason you're on the road, you've been meeting with some veterans today.
Well, we have. I try to get out to our veteran service officers. There are 75 counties, and I try to visit with them. And in my other capacity as the military liaison for the Senate, I try to do that as much as I can. I think it's important to keep that network going and for them to understand that we're wanting to tackle a lot of the different issues. And I went by a nursing home that we had presented medals to a couple of years ago, one of the veterans there, and I thought, doggone, I'm going to go in there and see how many are still around and give them a pat on the back. And most of them, one guy's 99 years old. In fact, we presented him a Bronze Star medal out of Coal Hill about 10 years ago. And he fought in the Philippines and liberated a prison camp. And as he turned the corner, he saw his older brother there, one that the whole family thought had perished. And it was just really quite a story. And so it was a kick. It was really enjoyable to recognize these folks. You know, they didn't ask for an awful lot, and they donned the uniform and fought for our freedom. And I think it's only right to give them some recognition.
All right, the parade, absolutely free, is Sunday afternoon along Emma and Springdale. Festivities begin at 1:30. Steve, please drive carefully, and thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Take care.
Steve Gray is the president of the Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association and serves as military liaison for Senator John Bozeman. He talked to me about the Veterans Day Parade along Emma Avenue in Springdale that begins 2:30 Sunday afternoon. Other events begin at 1:30. Our conversation took place this morning while he was stopped along Highway 7 between Jasper and Harrison.
This is Ozarks at Large.